free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, February the 14th, 2020. I'm David Knight, and this is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day. Today we're going to take a look at some family issues, quite frankly, and how the Communists and the Democrat Party are doing their best to tear them apart. We're going to take a look at the background of Commie Bernie. I thought it was kind of funny. Everybody knows he's a communist. Why is he trying to hide it? You know, they always use the labels to try to hide what they are. You know, we know what communists are. We've seen the Iron Curtain. We've heard about the Gulag Archipelago, even if we haven't read all three volumes, right? So they don't really have a very good reputation. So let's just call it socialism. Let's call it that. And even better, we can do what Hillary Clinton does, and we just call it progressivism. You know, when she's put on the spot by Chris Matthews, well, I'm just a progressive. That's what I'm for, progress. No, you're for authoritarianism. You're for totalitarianism because you want authoritarianism in every aspect of our life. You want unfettered, centralized control of everything in our lives. And so today we're going to talk about the insanity of the Democrat Party. We've got updates on both the coronavirus and what's going on with Roger Stone. Again, every day we have major developments in that particular case. Now, we've had a back and forth between A.G. Barr and President Trump. If Barr thinks that his job is difficult, his job is to make sure that the Department of Justice actually does justice. And if you're not doing that, Barr, you're not doing your job. And President Trump is right to criticize you. So we've had even more information come out about this so-called juror. And I say so-called because it's just amazing what this so-called judge did in that trial, rigging the jury against Roger Stone. We talked about this at the beginning, but now even more information has come out about other jurors as they brag about this. People go back and look at their social media history and see where they have all been. But, you know, as we look at Bernie and the fact that he wants to pretend that he's not a communist, when President Trump called him a communist, he goes, well, I'm not a communist. Does he really even know what that means? Yeah, we do. And so does President Trump. And we all know you're a communist. And as James Carville, a longtime Democrat operative, said, you know, we can't put these guys in here. They're going to lose. He remembers the Nixon-McGovern election. That's exactly what this is going to be a replay of. So let's bring it on. I'm ready for that sequel. I want to see socialism lose really badly. But James Carville criticized Bernie Sanders, so Bernie Sanders went on with Anderson Cooper and said, he's nothing but a political hack. And in response to that, James Carville came back and he says, yeah, that's exactly what I am. I'm a political hack, and I'm proud of it. I'm not an ideologue. At least I'm not a communist. So that's exactly. I mean, he's married to he was working with the Clintons. And he was a political hack, still is a political hack. He is proud of being a political hack, and his wife is a political hack for Republicans in the Bushes, Mary Madeline. It's amazing to me that the two of them could stay together all these years. You know, when he started talking about Bernie, I said to my wife, how in the world do they keep that together? And as we talked about that, I said, they must not either one of them really care at all about ideology. In order to make this work. It's just about, you know, my team versus your team. You know, I can be a fan of, the Chiefs or the 49ers or whatever. It doesn't really matter, right? I'm just rooting for my team. We could get pretty upset about that. But, yeah, this year, my team won the Super Bowl. Last year, your team won, that type of thing. No, to me, it is about ideology. I am an ideologue. I'm not a communist, and I'll explain to you why you should be afraid of these communists when we come back. Stay with us.
I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement, whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's February the 14th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and happy Valentine's Day. We're going to take a look at the family here because we have real big family problems in America, don't we? And they're being made worse deliberately by the Democrats. You see, it's important for the Marxists to tear down every institution. They're tearing down all of the statues, literally tearing down the statues. It isn't enough for them to tear down and deconstruct American history, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. They actually have to physically also take down the monuments to Jefferson and others, and Washington, you know, and come up with a narrative that makes everything that founded this society in a, evil, so they can destroy it. You know, nothing can remain. It must all be purged. It must be razed to the ground, so that they can erect their Marxist ideology on top of it. And that way, very much like what the Muslims do when they come into an area. They destroy all the monuments and so forth. This is when somebody wants to come in and completely rewrite and erase a civilization, they do exactly what the Democrats are doing. And we're going to take a look at how they are operating on this. And, you know, Bernie is pretty obvious about being Marxist. The guy that you have to watch out for is the shadow Marxist, Booty Gay. Should call him Booty Marx, because a lot of everybody, except for that one lady, I think, in Iowa that we showed the clip of, everybody else knows that he's a homosexual because he makes it a virtue. That is his special power. That's why, even though, you know, there's about 380 other cities that are larger than the small city that he was mayor of when he was 29 years old, South Bend. And he became mayor with the help of the university that serves a sizable chunk of the population. Nevertheless, everybody knows where he's coming from because he makes a big deal about that. But what they don't know is his Marxist background. That's not as obvious to everybody. It is for Bernie. And it's amazing to me that you see all these people in the establishment putting Booty Gay out there as if he is some kind of a moderate. And it's just because he's not screaming at people. But we've got a very interesting essay when he won a contest that was being run by the Kennedy Foundation, where he wrote an essay in high school, and he was praising Bernie Sanders. His father was a Marxist. He went to Harvard and studied under a hardcore Marxist who specialized in deconstructing American society, American history, American literature by deconstructing its Christian roots. That's really where these guys always go. So when we take a look at what's happening here in this country, this article here from Judicial Watch, they have just uncovered the National Institutes of Health. That's a federal National Institutes of Health. paid $20,000 to a California-based firm to purchase organs from aborted human fetuses. Now, I ask you, why do you think that California is coming so hard after the Center for Medical Progress that exposed this process out in California? They're doing everything they can to completely destroy the lives of David Dalyden and everybody else that's affiliated with that undercover journalism project, accusing them of wiretapping, accusing them of racketeering and, you know, trying to take all of the money of the individuals and everybody else. It's absolutely amazing to me how they are coming after them. But you look at this. This is a California-based firm. $20,000 contract to get organs from aborted human fetuses. See, we all knew this was happening. They knew it was happening. There had been mainstream media features about how this had been happening for quite some time. And now we've got yet another grant, this one coming from the federal government, which refuses to do anything about this. The federal government funding Planned Parenthood. Discovery was made after Judicial Watch received 676 pages of records as part of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Because the only way you get this information, they have the Freedom of Information Act, which says if I request information from a government agency, they're supposed to turn it over to me as a citizen. They always refuse because they're a bunch of arrogant tyrants who think they're above everybody else, and they don't have a law that they have to follow. They don't even have to follow the FOIA law. And so you put in your request, I'd like to have information under the Freedom of Information Act. And it's like, they don't pay attention to the law, so you have to sue them. Always have to sue them. That's why Judicial Watch is, you know, a group of lawyers, because that's the only way you're going to wrest any information out of them is if you do a lawsuit and you find a friendly judge. They reveal that the National Institutes of Health paid at least $18,100 between December 2016 and August 2018 to Alameda, California-based Advanced Bioscience Resources for at least 26 purchases of livers and thymuses from fetuses aborted in their second trimester. The orders were placed by a senior investigator in Montana. Of note, they said that this particular group, this institution, ABR, which is the Advanced Bioscience Resources there in California, has been the subject of criminal referrals from House and Senate committees investigating whether or not Planned Parenthood or any other group was illegally profiting from aborted babies. You think? Of course they are. And you saw all of the recordings of these people in Planned Parenthood. Yeah, just tell me what you want. I can get that. Yeah, it's even better if we get you the head intact. And let's negotiate on this because I want a Lamborghini. And who goes to jail? It's the whistleblowers, not the people who are doing contract murder on babies for parts. These tissues, says the purchase order, these tissues, liver, and thymus are required for ongoing studies of HIV. There you go. Well, see, that's it. You know, because HIV is everything. It revolves around HIV, doesn't it? The vaccines, the bioweapons, everything. And as we look at the other seamy side of our society, Pornhub is caught hosting illegal videos of a 15-year-old victim of human trafficking being raped over and over again. And you know, Pornhub has a big Twitter account. They got a couple of million people on Twitter. And so people are looking at their, you know, social media site and they're selling this, but actually, Twitter has, and social media has absolutely no problem with an organization that involves in rape of human trafficked young girls. But they have a big problem with me and with Alex Jones. Now, I just looked at, I'll go up. Sometimes I'll go up pretty quickly, and then they have to take off the number of followers will go up pretty quickly, and then they'll have to take them off pretty quickly. And they just did that this last week. They took off about 200 in one day because I got a little bit behind in their and their shutdown of what I do on Twitter. You can follow me. Libertarian is where I am on Twitter. But you'll need to keep making sure that you're still following me, because I even unfollowed my wife from me after constantly nagging her to turn off notifications from me. They eventually just unfollowed her. But it's okay if you're Pornhub and you've got videos of a 15-year-old victim of human trafficking being raped over and over again. Twitter doesn't have any problem with that. Matter of fact, folks, that's exactly what they want. Exactly what they want. We'll be right back. We'll talk about Democrats' problems with black people and how they are a house divided. They got a big problem with black Christians. That's one of the reasons why Buttigieg is not. It's not because he can't dance. It's because you got a lot of black Christians who don't want to have anything to do with the LGBT. We'll be right back.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nanosilver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. A SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, the Democrats have used identity politics, racism, feminism, all this other. They've used that to try to divide and conquer America. The problem is for them that as these things have run on for a while, now these different groups are starting to fight with each other. It is a house divided amongst itself. So you have the situation where, and we're going to cover all of this, the updates and what's going on with the transgender sports. You know, they were going to get all the women against the men, and then let's pull in the LGBT in total, you know, against straight men, straight women, and so forth. And now they've got the L's, the lesbians, the feminists, are fighting the T's, the transgenders. They wanted to have the blacks fighting the whites. But now the problem is that they have pitted the LGBT against black Christians. They've also, for a long time, pitted Planned Parenthood against black babies. And people are waking up to that. Many people, especially the black Christians. This is really the issue and why Democrat support is slipping in the black community. It's not that Buttigieg is so stiff and that he can't dance. It's that his entire agenda has been the destruction of the black community, as we've seen people like Owen Burgess point out. There are people his age that have seen what has happened to their society. And many of them understand how the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, targeted black communities. And so in Virginia, you know, the wonderful state Democrats in Virginia, somebody got a black Christian pastor who went in to deliver a prayer. And he turned it into a condemnation of abortion and gay marriage. And the Democrats stormed out. This is Reverend Robert M. Grant Jr. of the Father's Way Church in Warrenton, Virginia. So he addressed the Democrat-controlled House of Delegates with an opening prayer, and many of them stormed out. One member yelled, "Is this a prayer or a sermon?" Well, you know, a public prayer is a little bit of both. It's a prayer talking to God, and it is a sermon talking to those politicians there. I think at the end of this, we'll probably hear one of these Democrats say, "Why do you torment me before my time?" My time has come. We see a herd of Democrats running out of here. But no, they don't actually run out like a herd, but they did not want to hear what he had to say. I want you to hear what he had to say. Video clip number 10.
"I pray that you may understand that all life is precious and worthy of a chance to be born. God is the giver of life, and people have no right or authority to take life. The unborn has rights, and those rights need to be protected. They should never be denied the right to exist, the right to develop, or the right to have a family. The Word of God has given us a warning: woe to anyone who harms an innocent child. Every one of you sitting here today can guarantee these rights to these little innocent children of Virginia. They are in their trimesters as we speak. Please do not ignore their little voices. I pray for a heart change today, and may the Lord God have mercy upon this leadership.
Amen.
There is another group of Virginians that have a need for justice and equal scales in our court system. It is an embarrassment and causing public outrage that a Caucasian male and an African American male can both do the exact same crime, but the African American male continually gets sentenced with more time behind bars. And why are there so many abortion clinics near African American communities? This is planned urban genocide, and you can change this. This needs immediate attention. People of this Commonwealth want sense, common sense, and fair prison reform, especially for nonviolent crimes. Even if you don't care about prisoners, they still depend upon you. Prison reform has an immediate effect on welfare reform. When you allow these dads an early out for traffic violations or back child support, they can have another chance to support their children. Whether they are black or white, they need another chance to prove themselves. We need nonviolent crime provision reform now. I pray that this chamber will uphold the Virginia family, that the bills and laws being passed will always protect the biblical traditional marriage as God instructed the first man and the first woman in the Bible, that the two shall be one flesh, that a man and a woman really, shall be fruitful and multiply. We should never rewrite God's, we should never rewrite what God has declared. If a state wants to use God's law, then it needs to be respected. If it's not yours to change or alter its wording, the Bible is the copyright of God's word. Marriage is to join a biological male and a biological female in holy matrimony, not to provoke the Almighty God. Without laws to protect traditional marriage, Virginia will be reduced to increase fatherless children and welfare victims and homelessness tax burden to us all.
And the Democrat speaker, Eileen Filler Corn, banged her gavel to end the prayer and quickly shifted the meeting to a Pledge of Allegiance, presumably without the under God clause in there. You know, that wasn't added until the 1950s. And I guess for a Democrat response, they will have Governor Kuhnman deliver a rebuttal in blackface, because that's what these people do. One of the other delegates said, this is totally disrespectful to all of us in this House. Delegate Dolores McQuinn said, it felt like a condemnation. Yeah, it felt like it because it was. And why do you feel condemned if you don't think you're doing anything wrong? I don't know. He said, all citizens have a voice when they criticize him. If it's my turn to have a voice and I'm a pastor, what do you expect from me? If you don't want to hear what a pastor has to say, then don't invite one. Good for him. Good for him. It's about time we stop being intimidated by this. Biden, by the way, in South Carolina to get the black vote, told a group of black leaders that black parents can't read. He reportedly shocked a group of black leaders last year when he said black parents in black communities can't read or write. This is reported by the New York Times. Biden told them a problem black communities have is to deal with the parents who can't read or write themselves. According to the New York Times, his comment shocked and frustrated those in the room. In a statement provided to the New York Times, Biden's campaign would not deny that he made the comment. I'm sure that he's got many more things to say before he finally leaves. And then to show the other part of the divide that we have. Again, you know, putting out feminism, getting more and more radical, and then shifting to the transgender issue. Now they are pitting the feminists and women against the transgenders in the divided Democrat House. So you have families of three female runners have filed a federal suit to challenge Connecticut law that permits biological males to participate in girls' sports. And yet, we have in the U.S. Women's Olympic trials, we're going to have a biological male runner competing in that later this month. I would imagine he's probably going to win. We'll talk about that more, and we'll talk about censorship and Comrade Bernie when we come back.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for a limited time. The good news is we have
the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it is kind of amusing to see this house that the Democrats have built by trying to divide everybody, every little group against each other. And as they pull in and atomize these different groups, you know, these different micro-interests, now these micro-interests are starting to come into conflict with each other. The L's versus the T's of the LGBT. As I said before we went to break, we've got families of three female runners in a federal suit challenging Connecticut laws that allow biological males to participate in girls' sports. This is an article that we have at InfoWars.com by Dan Lyman. And the AP reports, listen to the way the AP does this, because the AP has style rules about what you're allowed to say, speech rules for you, if you will. So you're not allowed to say pro-life. You're not pro-life. You can't get published by the AP. They won't pick up your story if you use words like that. So they get everybody, all the journalists and everybody, start to adopt their speech rules. You're not pro-life. You're anti-abortion rights. You can't talk about illegal immigrants, right? They are undocumented migrants. And if you use the term illegal, you get kicked off of not only AP, but you get kicked off of social media, Twitter. Kel McBreen found out that off of Twitter. They kicked him off for using the term illegal. Except that the Democrats themselves are pointing out that they've got to change the law so it's no longer a crime to come into the country illegally. Yeah, you have to think like a Democrat. You have to embrace that cognitive dissonance, the double think and the double speak. So this is the way the AP reports it. The lawsuit centers on two transgender sprinters who frequently outperform their cisgender competitors. So it's transgender performers, sprinters, who outperform their cisgender competitors. They won't say the lawsuit centers on two biological males who consistently compete against biological females and outperform them. No, no, no. This is transgender versus cisgender. Cisgender. The two seniors have combined to win 15 girls' state indoor or outdoor championship races since 2017. Forcing girls, said one of the attorneys, forcing girls to be spectators in their own sports is completely at odds with Title IX, a federal law designed to create equal opportunity for women in education and athletics. And see, this is the hypocrisy of the Democrats. You know, they say, we're all about equality. We want to advance women. We want to empower women. And no, they don't. The agenda that they have here is similar in many ways to the Equality Act that the House Democrats have already passed through, and they want to make that a national law. It will do to religion what this has done to biological sex. Quite frankly, it'll do that to religious freedom if we let them get control. And then as all of that is happening, even as you have a lawsuit being filed in federal court to stop this domination of women's sports by men, even as that is happening, you have the U.S. Women's Olympic team is talking about having a biological male compete. I guess they want to win. They want to win so badly that they will let men join the team. Because as they point out in this Daily Caller article, once a male body has gone through puberty, they have received the benefits. So the skeletal form, lung capacity, muscle density, the greater length of levers in their body, their muscle to weight ratio, their capacity to deal with dehydration much better, narrow hips. I mean, you name it. They are physically designed differently than women, said a former U.S. Olympic athlete, Rebecca, who is a biological female. And she's not happy about this. Rebecca Dussault told the Daily News Foundation. So this is how the Democrats are basically dividing themselves against each other. Nevertheless, you have Ayanna Pressley saying women are still shackled in 2020 because of that sexist constitution. She said the Constitution is sexist by its very design, and we've got to pass this Equal Rights Amendment. See, as they are destroying women with their transgender policy, with the other hand, they're coming back and saying, we want to pass the Equal Rights Amendment now that failed decades ago. They're reviving this in Congress. They revived it in Virginia. This is the strategy now of the Democrats to pretend that they're still on the side of women. And to say that the Constitution itself is sexist. Well, that means that the Constitution has to be overthrown, doesn't it? By their definition. And we've noticed that everything that they do is designed to overthrow the Constitution. Does that mean that the Equal Rights Amendment is designed to overthrow the Constitution? Well, yes, quite frankly, it is. And it is, that is by its design. This article that Paul Joseph Watson had earlier this week, where he picked up what's going on in London, in Australia, in New York. You know, they've got a new enemy, the left does, the LGBT left. They call them trad wives, traditional wives. Maybe they could call them cisgender wives or something, right? No, they call them trad wives. They have in the UK a think tank. It's called the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. They partner with a lot of different governments. And as Paul Joseph Watson pointed out, he said it went from women being empowered to women who want to embrace traditional gender roles are on a par with ISIS brides and terrorists, because that's exactly what they're saying. They are connecting traditional wives. You know, we have a nuclear family. And we also have an op-ed piece that came out this week coming after the nuclear family out of the Atlantic. David Brooks, the nuclear family was a mistake. And so they are doing their best to split the atom, right? They want to split the nuclear family. One of the ways that they do it is to falsely claim that traditional wives, labeling them traditional wives, then also take the next step and call them literal white supremacists. So you have Becca Lewis, an anti-fascist researcher, as she calls herself. She says, so we got the BBC talking about a wife who decides, makes the decision to stay at home. That's not empowering. Right? You're not doing anything if you stay at home. So the BBC is broadcasting literal white supremacist propaganda. Because they said, we'll introduce you to Tradwife, a young woman who has chosen to be a traditional wife. Takes care of household chores while her husband works and so forth. Takes care of the family. And then they also will spin this by saying she has to submit to her husband. No, no, no. They don't you keep using that word, leftist, and you don't understand what it means. But then New York Times jumps in and says, running alongside what could be mistaken for a peculiar style of mommy vlogging is a virulent. See, it's hate. They hate this. They really hate it. And so they're bullying women who decide that that's what they would like to do. A virulent strain of white nationalism. Who are these women? Well, they call themselves trad wives. No, they don't call themselves trad wives. You call them trad wives. And then they have an opinion piece. The housewives of white supremacy. This is from the New York Times. The housewives of white supremacy. They bake. They blog. They have babies to perpetuate the survival of their race. They're trad wives. And then you have Australia. And they say a Brisbane, they tweet this out, a Brisbane mom, this is the morning news show in Australia. It's a national morning news show. A Brisbane mom has been slammed after revealing online that she doesn't go to bed until the house is clean and wakes up at 4:30 a.m. to make her husband breakfast and coffee. What do you think about this? I think she gets up an hour later than my wife does to do that kind of stuff. I guess now they'll call my wife they will call her a white, they already have, but she's a trad wife. I have a trad daughter who wants to be a trad wife because she's watched my wife. She doesn't watch TV. She doesn't watch their hateful propaganda designed to tear men and women apart, designed to tear the family apart. She's been watching my wife, and I really appreciate that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods, high-quality water filtration and air filtration, to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it. Get your order in 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly that a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
I want to play, actually, these people on this Australian show. They call it the Today Show in Australia. And they were mocking this Brisbane mum. They said, she's been slammed. And, you know, they were the ones who got slammed. Thousands of comments. And I'm going through page after page. I don't see one comment supporting these three people mocking this woman who says that she doesn't go to bed till the house is clean. She wakes up at 4:30. To make her husband breakfast and coffee and so forth. Actually, the two of them have a business together as well, where they work together. And I want to play for you what these talking heads in Australia are doing, because this is real programming, folks. Yeah, 7,600 replies, and I didn't see any of them agreeing with these three hosts, and I don't think you'll agree with them either. And, you know, the worst one of the three, there's two women and a man. And, of course, they always get the man to be the little hyper-feminists, the same way that you always have the white liberals are the ones who hate white people the most. Well, they pick a little man here who hates men, who hates the family idea. So let me just play that for you, and I'll read you some of the comments when we come back. Video clip number 5.
I want to take you back to the 1950s, or at least that's what I thought when I read this Brisbane mum's Facebook post. Brooke Smith shared her routine online. Here's what she said. I always make sure I don't go to bed until everyone's lunches are packed, their clothes are set out for the next day, including my husband's, and the house is clean, dishwasher is on, and a load of washing is on. I always get up early, 4:30, with my husband to make his breakfast and coffee.
He groaned.
Go, Brooke. Whatever. I tell you what, though, Chrissy, I mean, a lot of people online are saying, well done, are praising her.
Who are these people? Oh, has he hypnotized her or something? Who does this stuff? Making his breakfast and then putting his clothes out of a night? Is he disabled or something? Like, seriously. Like, get a grip. Get off your bum and do stuff yourself.
My only theory is that she might actually like her husband and she might actually like to get up at 4:30 and spend some time with him.
I like my husband, but make your own bloody breakfast and coffee. coffee. Apparently this couple run an MMA fighting gym. Mixed martial arts. And they also breed bulldogs, so they can do whatever they want. I'm like, you're not arguing. Yeah. Hey, you know what? If it makes her happy, but I mean, nothing in that list of things there, you know. And she's got 4 children under the age of 6. But did you see her photos too? She still had time to like make her hair look beautiful and put her makeup on.
Women attacking women.
She looks gorgeous. You're making the rest of us look bad.
Yeah, so they're very proud of that. They put that out and said, you know, a Brisbane mum has been slammed. They're the ones who are slamming her. 7,600 replies. Let me just read you some of these replies. She stands out because she's organized and she cares. She's a shining light and a very good mother. Next person. I agree. I don't understand the mocking of her. The more people like her in our society, the better off it would be. Next one. It's televised shows like this that always encourage bullying. That's exactly what this is. Why are these people still on Twitter? Why aren't they kicked off? Right? Oh, yeah. No. They're selling what Twitter and the government want sold to you. That's why they're there and promoted. This mother has done nothing wrong, quite possibly loves what she does and enjoys being a mom and wife. Nothing wrong here. Next one, she's doing what used to be our mother's and grandmother's only job. I love it. Another one, seriously, you have this to report? What's it to you or to anyone else how things work in her home? Her business is not everyone else's. See, they don't talk about endless wars. They don't talk about government surveillance. They don't talk about the plan to lock you up in the cities and take away your homes and your cars and your food off your table, your meat, right? What do? They come after traditional wives. They're the problem. See, that's why they talk about this. It's not a coincidence. It isn't because they don't know what's going on. That they're part of the programming, your programming. They're programming you. Next one. Imagine if they find out that she cooks his dinner, too. Next one. We need to start a social media campaign to support her. We support this woman's right to care for her husband and children without ridicule and harassment from jealous women and weak men. And to look freaking hot while doing it. Another one. A devoted wife and mother, the horror. Another one. Almost like she loves her family. Shudder. And then this gets to the issue here, folks. She should work in a cube and pay a babysitter. That's what really makes women happy. That is feminism of the last 60 years in a nutshell. In a nutshell. You want to go back to the 50s? Let's talk about the 50s. She said, oh, let's go back to the 50s. In the 50s, the income tax burden that a nuclear family, you know, a mother, a father, and children would pay was about 2%. Think about that. And now what happens is that you have a wife going to work, and pretty much on average, the wife is not really doing a full-time career, what she is making, which is typically about 25 to 30% of the wages in most cases, just doing a menial job, if that's the case, which is what these people want. That is what that is eaten up by the family's taxes. So you're going to work in many cases, women, and you're making, even if you're making 50%, right? You're still going to be paying 28%, 30% in taxes when the whole family burden used to be 2%. And it works out better if only one person, if you got both couples together, which is another thing that they don't like, right? If you got both couples together, it's very hard in this day and age because they've done so much to create animosity between men and women and to create a sense of selfishness, a sense where neither partner serves the other. That's really what has been programmed for you by these same people. And so if you have a situation, a mother and father that were together and one of them worked and the other one stayed home to manage the household and do it, it makes life a lot easier. It really does. But we can't do that in most cases because we've got this massive tax burden. And because of taxes, people are they're struggling to make ends meet. You know, instead of having a 2% tax burden like we did in the 1950s, you got a 30% tax burden. Well, we got to get some more money in. All right, I'll go get a part-time job or whatever. And then you wind up actually spending all of your money. But, you know, working in a cube and paying a babysitter, that will make you happy. That will make you fulfilled. That will empower you, right? Feminism asserts that a woman is a slave if she serves her husband, but she's free if she serves her employer, said one other commenter. And finally, one person said, nobody dies wishing that they spent more time at work. You know, staying at home and with the kids, that is a wonderful thing that I think both men and women wish they could do more of. Not spending more time at work. But, you know, Ivanka feels your pain. She knows exactly what you need. And she's going to tell you that you need to go serve your employer, not your family. She is now setting up the women's empowerment as a top U.S. foreign policy goal. The bill was announced this week, Wednesday, at a State Department event featuring Mike Pompeo. He's not too into that traditional nuclear family thing either. They have set up, they've made economic empowerment of women. That means getting a job outside of the home. That is a top priority of U.S. foreign policy. And they're also going to establish an Office of Women's Empowerment at the State Department, because it's not enough that we got to get all the women of America out of the home and, you know, split everything up. We got to do that to other countries as well. And that's Ivanka propagating that, because what she's telling you is that traditional wives like my wife aren't powerful. No, no, no. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That's why they want you out of the home. They want you turning your kids over to them preschool and earlier, immediately. You know, get right back to work. We'll give you a little bit of family leave, but then get right back to work. You know, we want to make it so that you don't have this difficult time at work. We don't want you to lose your job. You know, you can get a little bit of time off. We'll force the employers to do that. And so you can get right back into the workforce and turn your kid over to us, because we want to raise them from the beginning. That's been the plan since Plato's Republic. They want to get rid of families. They want everybody to see the government as their family. Absolutely. Because, you know, Ivanka went to the same elitist liberal schools that Chelsea Clinton did, and she thinks exactly like her. Doesn't matter what her name is. Folks, if you want to support us here, we really do need your support. We're going to talk about censorship coming up. InfoWarsStore.com, we've got some great products, some great specials. We've got Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock, 40% off. You can get it with Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, 50% off. We have storable food to prepare for, and we've got some updates on what's going on with the coronavirus situation. InfoWarsStore.com.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water, just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products. Silence, Jones,
now! You're listening to The David Knight Show. decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just to follow up, I mentioned the Atlantic article, the nuclear family was a mistake. You know, quite frankly, the federal government, from Ivanka Trump to especially the Democrats, they are as interested in stopping the nuclear family as they are in stopping Iran's nuclear program. They really are. It is a threat to them, every bit as much, if not more so, than the Iranian nuclear program. Can't have that nuclear family. This guy in his article calls a nuclear family a mistake, a cult. Yeah, God didn't know what he was doing. This guy at the Atlantic, what's his name, David Brooks, he knows better. He knows better than God, right? You don't want to have a family. Trust me, it's bad. He says, during the Victorian era, the idea of hearth and home became a cultural idea. Look, it goes back millennia. It doesn't just go back to the Victorian period. And yeah, as factories opened up, it started taking the extended family. People had to go to find work and so forth. But then as the economy got better, what did people choose to do? They chose to have nuclear families. They chose to live in the suburbs, for example, right? In the 1950s, they had cars so that even if they had a job in the city, they could still live where they preferred. And they have been working to stop that ever since as well. And we have allowed our infrastructure, you know, the first thing that you hear people talk about when they say, well, you know, I'm not an anarchist. We need to have government because, you know, we need somebody to do the roads. Well, if we need somebody to do the roads, we better get rid of our government. Let me just tell you that. I'm not an anarchist either. But I can tell you that our government is set up to destroy the roads. They have made it very clear. All these urban planners are trained Marxists. They hate this stuff. It was really driven home to me, I should say, when I saw the op-ed piece from the guy who's the CEO of Lyft. He was a trained urban planner. That's what he went to college to be propagandized in. And he was saying cities are the best invention of man and cars are the worst invention. And we got to build the cities up and get everybody in the cities. And we've got to stop all cars except for the ones that he owns. He will own, as the CEO of Lyft, you know, he and Uber will own all the cars and you'll rent them from them. That's what they're looking for. And it's pretty obvious and naked ambition in that, isn't it? But you don't see it so much when it's coming from the government. I mean, you can understand that if the Lyft and Uber CEOs own all the cars, that they're directly benefiting from it. But you don't see how these bureaucrats are directly benefiting from the idea that they control every aspect of your life while they call it empowerment. And that's really what we're talking about. He goes in this article, he says, people in the 1950s, so from 1950 to 1965, people seemed prosperous and happy. Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were. I don't know how old this guy is, but I was there. It was prosperous and happy, especially compared to today. In these years, a kind of cult formed around the nuclear family. McCall's magazine, the leading women's magazine of the day, called it togetherness. It was what everybody aspired to because it actually was a more ideal situation. Look, things happen. You can't control your spouse. You can't control if your spouse dies, but that was what everybody aspired to because it works better. It's easier on everybody. It's much more difficult to be a single parent. Don't we know that? And guess what? Government doesn't have your back in this. Government is making it harder for you because their goal is not to help you, it's to make you dependent on them so they can control your life. He finishes this article by saying that 1950 to 65 window was not normal. It was a freakish historical moment when all of society conspired, wittingly or not, to obscure the essential fragility of the nuclear family. Oh, see, it was just wicked when we only paid 2% of our income. And that was only a couple of decades after they told us only the rich are going to pay, only the 1% of the 1%, and they'll only pay 1%. You know, by that time, they had the median family was paying 2%. And then it's exploded, hasn't it? And we all have to go to work because, you know, that was just an aberration. We don't want that anymore. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement, whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, we talk about the lies that the only way to be happy is to live in a cubicle and turn your kids over to some institution to be raised, preferably funded or run by the government, right? No, that is not the path to happiness. The other path that is being sold to so many young people today is transgenderism. I mean, they're pushing this to kids in elementary school, in preschool. Again, James Younger, we interviewed the father. The mother was pushing that on him, was going to have him taking drugs that would essentially have castrated him at the age of 8. This is child abuse, folks. Children need to be taken away from parents like that, and we need to take them out of the clutches of government institutions like that as well. And I've said this from the very beginning. This is nothing but a transition step to the full acceptance and the propagation, the promotion of pedophilia. Because if you can pretend that a child who is in kindergarten can determine, has the maturity, the mental maturity, the sexual maturity to make this kind of a decision, then you can say that they can consent to sex. That's exactly what we're talking about. You know, we hear people saying, well, you know, the age of consent used to be much younger. Yes, it did. You know, I can give you stories about guys who were captaining ships when they were 12, 13 years old because they were those kind of people. And you could get mature very early in the past. In the days when the ships were made of wood and the men were made of iron, and some of them came to maturity pretty early. But you know what? Today, we have the age of consent, which is much later, 18, 21 or whatever, because we have created this institutionalized system to keep everybody like babies into their 20s and 30s. I mean, look at what we see from these college students. Everything has them, you know, cowering in the corner, the whole snowflake situation. That is because we've had these institutions coddle people deliberately to keep them from ever maturing. So do you think people can make that kind of a decision at that age? I've talked about it before, internationally renowned psychologist who studied this transgender issue for a long time and very sympathetic to it. He's in Canada. He would like to see the Canadian government pay for it, but on the condition, only in the condition that somebody is at least 21 years old and that they have lived that way for 2 or 3 years before they get involved in surgery. And, you know, it is a mental issue that we're being sold by these same people who told us, just like Buttigieg coming after Vice President Pence. You know, it's biological. God made me this way. You're a bigot. And while they say that this is biological, now they want to say that transgenderism is, you know, that sex is not biological, right? If you say that you have a biological binary definition of gender, that's now hateful. Except that just a couple of years ago, it's what they were using to sell the Supreme Court definition of marriage. It's not marriage. It's the Supreme Court's definition of marriage. And so here is one individual, James Shoup, who just wrote an op-ed piece, My New Life After Transgender Despair. I guess we could call him a trad-gender, right? Traditional gender, like they're coming after the women who are trad wives, right? He must be a white supremacist as well. I don't know. He's probably some kind of an extreme person that needs to have an FBI tail put on him, right? A terrorist, an ISIS terrorist. But anyway, this is what he has to say. He says, last December, I received an early Christmas present that I would have rejected just a year earlier. I got an M for male on my driver's license. The switch back to male marked the end of a long journey of gender confusion and self-deception. Well, he wasn't the only one that was, there had a lot of people who were joining in to deceive him. Along the way, I became a transgender activist and then America's first legally non-binary person. On Christmas Eve, 2019, I was done with the lies. By God's grace, a Portland judge granted my petition to legally restore my sex to male. This has been a 5-year ordeal. I first rose to become a transgender activist in 2015, telling the New York Times, I now live in a world where radical, conservative politicians and religious groups routinely attack my very existence with legislation to deny me basic human rights, such as a bathroom that matches my gender identity. See, this is the kind of mindset that he's describing where he was back in 2015. This is the kind of mindset that characterizes the Democrat left. This is what is at the core of the Equality Act that was just passed by Pelosi's House, that if the Democrats get control of both the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they will shove this down our throats. You heard Mike Bloomberg talking to a group of elitists saying, you know, these people out there, these rubes out there in rural areas, you tell them that a guy ought to be in a bathroom with their daughters and wives? good luck. If you can sell that, I want to hire you as a salesman. But he thinks he can sell it. And he thinks he doesn't really have to sell it. See, if he can sell himself and keep that quiet and just tell that to that inner circle of people, if they can do that, then they can shove it down your throat with a mandate. They don't have to sell it to you. They sell you something else. It's a big bait and switch, right? They don't want to. That's the big problem that the Democrat establishment has with Bernie and with AOC. The AOC came out with the Green New Deal and said, Yeah, this is what we want to do. I want to take your meat. I want to shut down all plane flights, not just take your cars and your homes. I want to take the meat off of your plate and shut down plane flights as well. They said, shut up. Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that you want to take the guns. Now they're all saying they want to take the guns, right? And Bernie, full on with all that. Yeah, I'm going to take the electric grid. I'm going to ban gas and coal and oil and natural gas. All that's going to be gone, right? Executive order. And then he's going to nationalize the power grid. So you won't even be able to run your electric car no matter what the power stations are because they can't control it centrally. It just doesn't work. And so the problem that the Democrat establishment has with these people is that they're stupid enough to tell you what their plans are. See, Mike Bloomberg's got the same plans, but he's just not going to talk about what he's going to do until after he gets elected. Same thing with Buttigieg. Same thing with Amy Klobuchar, the so-called moderates. They've got the same plans as these other people. They just won't be upfront about it. So anyway, he goes on to talk about his transition here. Says, new to identifying as a woman at that stage of my life, but indoctrinated by the peddlers of transgender ideology to believe that I was one, I incorrectly believed that gaining access to female bathrooms was a human rights issue for me. I was wrong. In hindsight, it was all part of a selfish quest to nourish my long-held sexual fantasy of being a woman, a mental disorder. And he's got a psychological autogynephilia. Although my landmark court case was built on lies, deceit, and pseudoscience, I didn't care. Didn't matter to me that the sex change petition fictitiously claimed my sex was non-binary, and I got two doctors to agree that. It didn't matter to me that before the brief hearing, which lasted a mere minutes, my lawyer had confided that the case was essentially fixed, that the judge had a transgender child, and recently granted a sex change for a 12-year-old. None of that mattered, because winning meant getting sweet revenge against those who had come to believe were harming me and stopping me from engaging in my addiction, the feminists and conservative Christians. That's the coalition. See, that's why I say they are split. You know, they're trying to embrace the black community, but there's a lot of black Christians, traditional black Christians. And so that's a big problem for them. But then when they come up with the LGBT and they start pandering to the transgender movement and they start, it's not simply a choice, but it's going to be a demand. You will hire people who disagree with you and your religious organization, and you will put them in bathrooms and so forth. So it's a demand that they make. It's not tolerance. No. You must celebrate and hire. And once they start doing that, and once they start demanding that transgenders compete against women, that's when their coalition is starting to fracture. We'll be right back with more from this individual.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com
and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to continue with this op-ed piece by James Shoup. Again, he was the pioneer in the transgender movement. He rose as a transgender activist in 2015. He was celebrated by the New York Times. He broke a lot of barriers. He was America's first legally non-binary person. And then something happened, and we're going to talk about his story here, because he compares himself, interestingly enough, to Norma McCorvey, who was Jane Roe in Roe v. Wade. And he talks about what both of these cases unleashed. But the other thing that he talks about, and this is what's really important for you to understand, you know, I can talk about all these headlines, and they're sensational. You know, we talk about what's going on with the transgender issues and so forth, or we can focus on what's going on in Washington, but if you don't understand what's behind this news, it just becomes a bunch of gossip and backbiting. And I'm with this guy, and you're bad because I'm with the other guy or whatever. So you need to understand the forces that are operating behind the scenes with all of this. You need to understand where we're going, what the plans are with all of this. When we look at the people who are, and this is not just Democrats, quite frankly, I mean, we just saw this rear its ugly head in the George Conway. He's fronting this group, the Lincoln Project. It's a group of people like Jennifer Horn, who is radical. She's sought to punish. Not, she doesn't want to just have tolerance. It isn't the sort of thing where it's like, you live your life, I'll live mine, right? For the longest time, you know, Christians said, no, we don't. Back in Victorian times, okay, Oscar Wilde was sent to jail for being homosexual and everything. But that, you know, in America, in the 20th century, Christians just live your life, I'll live mine. You know, I'll tell you what God says. I'll tell you what the path to happiness is if you'll listen. But, you know, I mean, it's the gospel is a declaration. I don't have to convince you. God will convince you or not. But that's my opinion. I don't have to control other people's lives. I don't have to regulate their conduct, and I don't expect them to act like a Christian if they're not a Christian. It is a transformative thing. And yet Jennifer Horn, who was a part of this Lincoln Project with George Conway, she was furious at the New Hampshire Republicans because they wouldn't criminalize speech about conversion therapy. Don't you let people, these Christians out there, tell somebody that God can transform their lives. You better not do that. We're going to make that a crime. And because they wouldn't make it a crime, because the New Hampshire Republicans, who are libertarians, they're, you know, live and let live, live free or die. You know that slogan that Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders don't like? They don't like either one of those alternatives. But they don't. In New Hampshire, they said, well, just let people live their lives. No. I want you to punish these people for me. And now, you know, they get together. They create a group called the Lincoln Project, because the log cabin Republicans, who said, look, you know, Trump doesn't have a problem with Supreme Court marriage, so let's just leave it at that. Like, no, we've got to, you know, you guys aren't radical enough. So she left the log cabin Republicans. She left the New Hampshire Republicans. And she joins with George Conway, and the first thing they do is MAGA Christians, and they attack any Christian who supports President Trump because he supports religious liberty. And so I want to read you what James Shoup says in terms of what changed in his life. I told you that he was celebrated by everybody. He became the first legally non-binary person in America. And he said that you know, none of this matters to him. He wanted to get revenge after he succeeded It wasn't enough that he could call himself a woman. He wanted to get revenge on these Christians and these feminists who had, he believed, had been harming him and stopping him from engaging in what he calls his addiction. They've been harming me, I thought, and stopping me from engaging in my addiction. I wanted revenge against the feminists and conservative Christians. Fine, I thought to myself back then. If all these parties don't want me in female bathrooms, then I'll destroy the very thing that they want to protect, the definition of sex as we've known it for more than 200 years of America. When I was finished, sex was no longer grounded to science by things like chromosomes and genitals observed at birth. It was determined by personal feelings, rooted in what I would later come to realize were sex stereotypes. That's exactly right. You're going to replace biology with sexual stereotypes. That's what the whole transgender movement is doing. Well, he understands exactly what's going on. Likewise, he said, I intended to take revenge on the Christians, another group that antagonized me since I'd begun donning a wig and a dress and acting out sexually in public. I didn't know much about the Bible back then, but I knew enough to know they cherished its teachings and how God created only male and female. So I vowed to destroy that sacred belief, just like he vowed to destroy bathrooms and a voluntary association like that. When I officially broke the gender binary, the media circus was spectacular. Media outlets from as far away as Germany cheered me on, celebrating my victory, embracing me as their latest LGBT hero. Before long, states were debating whether or not to recognize up to 73 gender identities. Think about that. Even Star Trek couldn't imagine that, but Democrats can. Democrats can. And gender activists testified about how those false identities rooted in mere feelings were valid and real. For me, the celebration went on for months as I entertained reporters with tales of how I was a third gender, a special combination of male biology and female gender identity. Now, the fortunate thing for this guy is that he didn't engage in what they call bottom surgery. I read you an op-ed piece a while back from a guy who did that, and he said the side effects of that, the physical effects of that, have just been horrific. So fortunately for him, he didn't let them sucker him into doing that. But he goes on to say, as you might have noticed, he became a Christian because he starts making comments about that. He says, in church and in public, eventually I confessed my sins. I humbled myself before the Lord, pleading for him to lift me up. As a result, the Lord has lifted me up, and now I'm getting the help that I should have gotten all along. He said, some Christians have compared my circumstances to Norman McCorvey, the plaintiff in Roe v. Wade, who later became a pro-life advocate. In my non-binary court case, I lied about being a male. Similarly, McCorvey lied about having been sexually assaulted in order to get that landmark case about abortion through. He said, both of our court cases went on to unleash something that was monstrous. Like McCorvey, because of the magnitude of my misdeeds and the amount of damage done, I sought forgiveness in the only place capable of bestowing forgiveness, the loving arms of Jesus. Should I relapse, the correct response for others would be to promptly get me help. Civilly commit me if necessary, if the relapse has progressed to self-harm, but do not, under any circumstances, indulge my past delusions or any new ones that I may have. In Christ, I'm a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That is what the LGBT activists, people like Jennifer Horne, George Conway, are so desperate to stop. That's what they want to gag. That's what they want to take. People who say something like this, you're not going to be allowed on social media. This is why I'm not purged off of Twitter, but they do everything they can. They unfollow people from me and so on. And that's why they don't want you to hear this stuff, because they cannot tolerate the fact that Christ can change lives. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out of control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just told you the story, read you the story, the essay from America's first non-binary, legally non-binary individual who became a Christian, completely changed his mind. But it was very interesting to see what he was saying his motives were and how he sought to punish Christians. And, you know, the same thing is happening in Ireland with a guy who's got a website called chastity.com. And it's the LGBT groups and professors who say, we want to protect the LGBT individuals who are coming after him. They're banning him from speaking to student groups. Now, he's a Catholic, and he was speaking to Catholic groups in these various universities. He said, because they banned me coming, he said, our website traffic went up 150% in one day. indicating that it may be backfiring, the Barbara Streisand effect, essentially. He said the event's been at the middle of a media-fueled scandal in Ireland because he planned to speak to several groups, including students at Dublin's University College, about chastity, dating, and marriage. And because these people have set themselves up to be the enemy of all those things, they don't want him to speak. He said, they're saying that my visit is going to pose a threat to the safety of LGBT students on campus. That'll have, quote, lasting and damaging effect on the mental well-being of LGBHQ plus students. If I come, I will cause untold damage to young people. He said, well, that's not an insult to me as much as it is an insult to these students at the University College Dublin. He said, the idea that they have to shelter a 21-year-old from opinions other than their own kind of sounds like they don't have much confidence in their critical thinking abilities. Of course they don't, because these kids have been browbeat to think only one thing, and they're being programmed, again, since they were in preschool. This is a system that treats children like adults and adults like children, and they want to be able to have sex with children. And that's what this is all really ultimately about. But he goes on. That's my opinion. He has something different to say. He believes that the university administrators really do want to protect young people, not just prevent them from hearing about chastity. He said, first, I believe there truly is a sincere desire to protect young people from hatred and bigotry when these young people may be struggling with their sexuality or with their gender identity. If they think that I'm going to come in and tell these kids, hey, you kids are all disordered and you're having these sexual desires because you really were sexually abused. And I can understand them wanting to protect kids from that kind of a message, but that's not the kind of message we're bringing. Those are ideas that were taken completely out of context, some of which I didn't even say. They have me in quotes in their newspaper saying things that never came out of my mouth. He said the presentation he's going to give to Catholic students was, quote, how to save your marriage before you meet your spouse. Think about that. On this Valentine's Day. He said it was really dating 101. He said it was a private retreat for Catholic college students on campus, exactly how a private retreat to college students to help them practice chastity in their dating relationships would do untold damage to the LGBT students on campus. I'm not sure. Well, I am sure. He may not understand what's going on with it, but I perfectly understand what's going on with it. I've been watching this for a long time. This is an agenda that, if you want to understand it, just read Huxley's Brave New World. You want to turn adults into infants. You want to keep them easily controlled with drugs and sex. Don't give a damn. Have a gram. A soma, right? And free sex everywhere. You keep them completely distracted so you can completely control them. And what they are selling is an agenda that is exactly the opposite of chastity so that they can have that kind of control over people. And so they can keep them children their entire lives. And what we get today in society is not 1984 or Brave New World. We get both of them. They first try to control you with the Brave New World tactics. And if that doesn't work, then you get the full-on Orwellian 1984. You get the boot in the face. You get the Big Brother surveillance and so forth. They would like to just keep you pacified with sex and drugs. But if that doesn't work, they have the truncheon. They have the surveillance state to know which one you are. That's what is really being set up for us. And you better understand where this is all headed. Just take a look at some of these headlines. I'll just read you the headlines of these. Biological male serving as a trans female Virginia delegate gets Equal Rights Amendment tattooed on arm. They're not about equality. Again, just pointed that out. They are coming after women. And I think it's really, when you look at the transgenders and the fact that you have these biological males pushing women out, endangering women, canceling their sporting events and so forth, and then tattooing the Equal Rights Amendment on your arm, that is exactly what the Democrats are. Now, see, we're on your side. Equal rights, except when it comes to sporting events or bathrooms or anything. You don't have any rights there because my rights take precedence over your rights. My fantasies take precedence over your privacy. Transgender propaganda is media's way of making you believe that 2 + 2 = 5, writes LifeSite. But that propaganda isn't just in the media, of course. It's in the schools. LGBTQ education is now mandatory in New Jersey schools. And here's how teachers are preparing. You know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make this work, right? And if it doesn't work in media, and if it doesn't work in the schools, doctors are advising how to override parents' refusal of trans medical treatment for children. That's right. They can just do it. Even if they can't, they can't convince you, they can get your kids one way or the other, maybe in school. Illinois becomes the 20th state to force taxpayers to foot the bill for transgender surgery. And as I was talking about James Shoup, fortunately for him, he didn't go down that route, because that is another very, very abusive thing that's being done. And then, you know, when we look at the full-on Brave New World, this article that was actually linked on Drudge a few days ago, campus reform, Indiana University defends the sex fest that they have, featuring bondage demos and kinky stuff and everything. Look, you think that this is strange because this is happening in conservative Indiana? Maybe you don't understand the affiliate that the Kinsey Institute is right there at Indiana University. And then it's kind of interesting to me, the connection between the Kinsey Institute and the censorship thing. These people who don't want to censor anything, no matter how perverse when it comes to sex, they want to put it on public display. But when it comes to politics, the guy who is running the different social media censorship sites, and they've got a couple of these at Indiana University. They have Bot or Not, right? I mean, we had during the initial attack against President Trump. Anybody that was on Trump's side, you were a Russian, you were a bot. I had people accuse me of being that. Right? I'd see anybody that followed me and agreed with me. They would be accused by the left of being a bot. And so they have a research program at the University of Indiana, you know, where they're running the Kinsey Institute and so forth. Bot or Not, they have another thing called Botometer, you know, where they do analytics to determine, you know, and label you as a bot. And these people are feeding this into the social media accounts. And they were able to get tens of thousands of people purged because they fed this stuff straight from the University of Indiana into the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party then took that list that these people had produced and sent it to Twitter and Facebook and said, purge these people. They're all bots. They have Oh So Me, social media. And the guy who is running all of this, the guy they brought in to run this Oh So Me program is also one of the directors at the Kinsey Institute. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Anything goes when it comes to sexual perversion, but you better not open your mouth if they disagree with you. They will purge you out. Yeah. It's not really a surprise, is it? That these things are working hand in hand. We'll be right back.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for a limited time. The good news is we have the super blue toothpaste and the super silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The super blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then of course the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. You've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. News Now had Rand Paul censored by Google. How about that? About a year and a half. This is February. It was beginning of August that we got slammed here. And so now they've done that to Rand Paul. Why? Because he said the name that no one is allowed to say, Eric Ciaramella, Eric C.I.A. Ramella. He got censored for saying that. He put that up in a clip because he was talking about how outrageous it was that Chief Justice Roberts was so afraid that the name that must not be named, would come out, that he shut down his question. And he was very angry about that. And as he went out to talk to the press about it, you saw it trending on Twitter, arrest Ron Paul, Rand Paul. And so we have an article up on InfoWars.com. YouTube deletes video of Rand Paul saying the name of a CIA whistleblower on the Senate floor. And let me just play for you how these people, I can't play the video for you because they took it down. Google took it down. Isn't that amazing? You see, that's how this all goes. First, they came after Alex Jones and InfoWars and this program. And nobody did anything about that, right? Because we're just hateful bullies and so forth. And then 2 months later, they came after another 800 sites. Free Thought Project, many others, you know, these are people who, we could see what was happening with it. It wasn't people even who, most of them were conservative and most of them supported Trump, but not all of them. What they had in common was the fact that they were against the surveillance state, the police state, endless wars. And so you had a lot of people, a lot of these websites were libertarians. They were leftist sites. They weren't just Trump-supporting conservatives that got taken down. So 800 after us. And all that happened just before the election. And now we have seen this happening increasingly since then. We had Zero Hedge get taken off of Twitter because they put out information about the coronavirus and so forth. And now it's happening to a senator. A senator who, quite frankly, should have stood up and done more about this. And it'll happen to President Trump as well. If it doesn't happen before the election, it'll happen sometime after the election or after he leaves office or whatever, when they want to come after him. See, this is what how this kind of tyranny spreads. Rand Paul and President Trump, you should have done something about this when it happened to Alex Jones. You have to understand the principles involved and get started in this before it happens. I mean, listen to Pastor Martin Niemöller, you know, the guy who said that about the Nazis. At first they came for this group and I didn't do anything because I wasn't part of that group. Then they came for the next group. I didn't do anything. I wasn't part of that. Then eventually they came for me and there was nobody left. And so if they can do this to Alex Jones, then the principle is set up and they can do it to Rand Paul. And they have done it to Rand Paul now because these people let them get away with it. And so let's play an interview. This isn't the, you know, him talking about why he wanted to bring this up, but he did have an interview with Fox News. And I want to play you this Fox News interview because the Fox News interview is still up on YouTube. And it's still up on YouTube because Fox News dances around all of this stuff and the way that the deep state and the intelligence community and the CIA and YouTube, their surrogate, wants them to dance around it. And so I want you to hear how subservient this Fox News reporter is. Oh, please don't say the name. Please don't say the name as she talks to him. And here's, I'll play you just the beginning of this interview because we've talked about the issue involved and what Rand Paul had to say, why he wanted to ask the question before. But I just want you to hear how subservient Fox News is to the technological masters who have been given ownership of the Internet. Video clip number 7.
Joining us now is Senator Rand Paul. Senator, thank you. Good to have you here this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Obviously, you asked a question today that was shut down by Chief Justice Roberts. Anybody who wants to hear the whole text of that question and the names that you included, it's on your Twitter feed, and you talked about it today, and I would direct them there. But I'd ask you not to say them here, and I would love to know
why you feel it's so important to focus on the origins
of this investigation and to bring that point home.
You know, my question did not identify anyone as a whistleblower or refer to anyone as a whistleblower, but my question did discuss two Obama partisans who worked in the National Security Council. One of them now works for Adam Schiff, and one of them is someone who is involved in the origins of the impeachment inquiry. So these two people have been friends for a long time. There are stories and reports now that they, a few years ago, were overheard saying, you know what, we got to do everything we can to bring down the president, to take down the president. And lo and behold, these two friends are still intimately involved, and the story even thickens from there. There are three people.
Okay, let's hold it because we don't have any kind of gag orders put on us here. You know, they've already kicked us off, so what else are they going to do to us? Yeah, I've been kicked off of YouTube multiple times. I can tell you he's talking about Eric CIA Ramella. Eric Chiravella and Sean Misko, a House Intelligence Committee staffer, those friends who are working with Adam Schiff. That's what he's talking about. What he was trying to show was collusion. Rand Paul, what you need to be showing is collusion between the deep state and these high-tech sensors that have been put in as their surrogates. That's the real collusion we need to pay attention to. It's far more dangerous, far deeper, far more pervasive. It's deeper and it's wider than what is just going on President Trump. That's the real collusion that needs to be put out there. You know, they've now kicked off Rand Paul's video. How long is it going to be before they just kick him off? It's not going to be, you think that's not going to happen because he's a senator? They've already had, the CEO of Twitter say, I can take off President Trump if I want to. It's my digital public square, and I can ban even the president from speaking there if I want to. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court said that President Trump could not get rid, he could not block anybody who was getting on his account and trolling him. So he doesn't have the authority to do that. I mean, he's not purging them off of Twitter. He's just saying, you know, I don't want to see your filth on my comments that I put up. I don't want to see your comments. And said, no, you can't do that. But the CEO of Twitter can ban you, President Trump. Say, I've been kicked off so many times off of YouTube, I don't even care about putting anything up there. I'm not going to waste the time to put something up because they'll kick it off. And I've never, never been given a reason. You know, at least Rand Paul's been given a reason. He knows that it was because he mentioned the name that must not be named, even by Fox News, Eric CIA Ramella. Or even this other guy, you know, Sean Misko. Can't talk about that guy either. But they never gave me an answer. And I've been purged off four or five times. So it's like, okay, you can have your filthy little pedophile website there. I don't care. If you want to see my stuff, you can see it at band.video. You can find links to my channel at libertarian.com. I'm not going to be on YouTube anymore because, quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of some Indian who's been given the reins of our public square, Sundar Pichai, telling Americans what they can and cannot say, including a U.S. senator now. Who are these people that they bring in and give control of our society to? And as I've mentioned a long time, this is something that it goes all the way back to DARPA. This was by design. It was designed as a psychological manipulation tool. They started funding these companies. The CIA even went open with it, Incutel. They didn't even, you know, typically they hide behind all this stuff like they did Crypto AG in Switzerland. They fooled everybody there for about 50 years with a backdoor to stuff. Well, are they still fooling you about the fact that they set up Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and gave them control of the internet? Folks, if you want to help us, and we do need your help, the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com are what fund this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we have some great products to help you prepare. That's right. The preppers were right. You're right to prep. It's not, that doesn't make you a hateful person. It doesn't make you an extremist to prepare. It makes you smart. You want to make sure that you've got fresh, storable food that's going to last for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, emergency survival food you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to make sure you've got clean water. Get a gravity feed water filter system. Make sure you've got other supplements that are going to make you as healthy as possible when something comes, whatever it is. Make sure that you've got immune gargle spray, Nano Silver. It's going to help you fight virus as well as bacteria. We've even got that on sale. Immune Gargle, 3.4 ounce and 1 ounce bottles now, both 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it. Get your order in 2 weeks for delivery.
We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWars as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know that movie that they put on hold for a while because they thought it was a little bit too obvious how much they hate conservatives and how they're coming after them? The Hunt. That is now uncanceled. They're going to actually put that into production. It's a political satire, they say. A story of a group of elitists who hunt people that they call deplorables. Let's play the trailer for The Hunt. I'm sure you can't wait to see this. Let's go ahead and play that.
Did
you see that article? Every year these liberal elites kidnap a bunch of normal folks like us and hunt us for sport.
The last I heard, free speech still exists.
Don't First Amendment me.
It wasn't real.
Everybody get out of here!
We were joking.
There's been a killing spree. You gotta come here right now.
You actually believed we were hunting human beings for sport. But you are.
We have an opportunity here to teach these people. These are not real people. They're actors.
I'm playing an Arab refugee, but I identify as white. I think that's problematic too, in some way.
You wanted it to be real, so you decided it was.
What kind of sick people would even think of something like that?
White people. We're the worst.
There you go. Friday the 13th of March. That's when that's going to be coming out. I can hardly wait to go see that. Well, actually, I can. There's very, very few movies that I ever go to see anymore. And that will not be one of them because that is not a satire. That is predictive programming. That is a liberal fantasy. And to give you an idea, I like this headline from Off Guardian. Are you now or have you ever been a believer in biological sex? Because that is the new McCarthyism, isn't it? And it's funny that it's cool now to be a communist. At least a socialist, right? Those are so different, aren't they? And, of course, they're completely different from progressive. Look, don't play your AP-style sheet rules on me. Just reject these labels. They keep coming up with these labels because people keep figuring out what they're about. But we had James Carville, as you got this debate going on as to whether or not Bernie is a communist or not. You know, James Carville was saying, this is the end of the world. We're just melting down as a Democrat party. And he referred to Sanders supporters as a cult. So Sanders returned the compliments on Wednesday night with CNN's Anderson Cooper. He said Carville was a political hack that represents the establishment and the establishment that his campaign is running against. James Carville came back and said last night on CNN, Bernie Sanders called me a political hack. He said, that's exactly who the F I am. I am a political hack. I'm not an ideologue. I'm not a purist. He thinks it's a pejorative. I kind of like it. At least I'm not a communist. At least I'm not a communist. You know, it's not so much the communists that you know. It's the communists you don't know. When we come back from break, I'm going to play you Bernie Sanders getting pranked by these Russians who like to call people and pretend that they're somebody that they're not. This time they got Bernie Sanders. And I'm going to talk about who else is pranking you. Buttigieg wants you to think that he's just the representative of the LGBT people, right? But he's actually a Marxist. And that's the biggest prank of all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement, whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that, show you some more clips of that. But before we do, I want to have this latest video where you have these Russian pranksters called him up, and they had a female who pretended to be Greta Thunberg, who wanted to help Bernie with his campaign. He was so grateful for that. And towards the end of the we've got just a couple of excerpts from it. It went on for quite a while. And he never caught on. But we're going to talk about who's pranking you, who's being called a moderate, who is really a Marxist in the Democrat Party. But first of all, here's the intro where you have these people call up and introduce themselves to Bernie, and he goes for it. Video clip number one.
Hi, this is Senator Bernie Sanders calling for Greta.
Yes, this is Swanza, Greta's father, and Greta is here.
Hi, Senator Sanders.
Hi, Greta, how are you?
Fine. It's nice to meet you.
It is
nice to talk to you. Nice to talk to you.
Well, listen, thanks for the opportunity to chat. And I just wanted to congratulate you on the extraordinary role you are playing in rallying young people and people throughout the world on this terrible, terrible crisis of climate change.
Oh, thank you, Senator Sanders. Thank you so much.
Okay, and so I'm gonna, in the interest of time, because we've got coming up in the next segment, have Richard Proctor coming on. We're going to talk about some solutions here in America. But in the next segment, they talk about, you know, well, could we come there to help? Oh, he was so eager to have them join. I'm not going to play that clip for you, but let's do that. Oh, that'll be so helpful. Oh, I'd like. And so then they put out the first little bit of a clue that they're pranking him. Let's do video clip number three, because I have another suggestion about when they come, what he could do to make this, a little bit more contact with people of her generation. Video clip number three.
If we want to make the video successful, we need to put there a lot of expensive cars and girls, and I think and you need to wear gold jewelry and chains. It will be nice because young people laugh like that.
Okay. Yes.
And you can move your body faster. like
there
this.
You go.
But he still doesn't quite catch on. So they get a little bit more obvious. Let's play video clip number 9.
In the Soviet Union in 1988, after you were recruited, you were programmed to the work to work for Russia, and your memory was erased, so the CIA wouldn't track you down.
Well,
so
excuse me. Is this what you believe?
Yes. You become sleeper agent of the KGB. Yes. I know that you were a sleeping agent, and now it's time to wake up and fulfill your mission. Become president of the United States, build communism in the United States, and work for Russia. I'll tell you the code phrase, and you'll remember.
There we go. Yeah, he's the Manchurian candidate, or is he the Moscow candidate? I don't know. You know, we go back to 1988. Let's go to the other clip there, 1988. Played just a little bit of this. He went there on his honeymoon, of course, because, you know, this was just before the fall. 1988? 1989 was when the wall came down, right? So I guess the question is Bernie a harbinger of collapse? because the Soviet Union and it immediately collapses, and now he goes to the Democrat Party, and it's about to collapse. That's actually 3.5 hours of raw footage. We clipped out about 1:40 of it, but... You know what, guys, let's hold that a second, because I've only got about a couple of minutes here before we got to take a break. And I want to get through this you know, we've looked at this over and over again. There's a article on FEE, Foundation for Economic Education, FEE.org. They said, to encounter hell on earth, you need to read The Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. 3 volumes, 2,000 pages. So it's... you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get through even than watching a half-naked Bernie sing songs with his Russian comrades for 3.5 hours. But it'll be very chilling and a lot more informative. As I point out in this FEE article, to read The Gulag Archipelago is terrifying. It is to be immersed in a world that has been turned upside down, a nightmare in which right is left, black is white, freedom is slavery, war is peace, ignorance is strength. Kind of like where we live today. But they point out 3 different things about it. First of all, you can see as Solzhenitsyn talks about life under a totalitarian society, which is being constructed here in the United States, by the way, free speech and free inquiry are the first things to go. Well, they're gone, right? Free flow of information is suppressed. People's minds are beaten mercilessly with propaganda. Next thing, trust and norms are destroyed. Everybody is turned into a spy, you know, as if you see something, say something. Or even if you don't see anything, you say something anyway. Third, it's easy to dehumanize and to mistreat the other. And they talk about the Milgram experiment that I've talked about many times, or the Stanford Prison Experiment, where they see how putting people in position of authority makes it very easy to turn them into real abusive characters. And we see that out all too often in our society. But then he goes on to talk about some of the other books that are out there that make the case for socialism, like G.A. Cohen's Why Not Socialism? Cohen, he says, refers to the marketplace as a casino that's difficult to escape. He goes, well, if there is an environment that's difficult to escape, it's communism. They produced the Berlin Wall in North Korea. And I've mentioned many times, you stop and think about this, right? Look at what happened in Germany. Look what happened in Korea. You know, in Germany after World War II, it was partitioned, right? East and West, and you had the same people with the same backgrounds and the same abilities, and look at what happened to those two societies. One of them became the most prosperous, the other became the most repressive and poor. Same thing happened in Korea. There it wasn't East and West, there it was North and South, and that's still going on. You can still see that. I mean, what is wrong with the millennials that they can't see what's still going on in Korea? You still got that experiment going on. And you can still see what happens with that. And then we get to the naked Marxist, booty gay, booty Marx. More naked than Bernie Sanders in Moscow, except most people don't see it. In high school, it's reported by Liberty Unyielding, they got some of his notes and part of an essay that he wrote to win a contest. This is a contest where he was given an award by the JFK Presidential Library and Museum. He was in high school at the time. This is only 2000. This is how young this guy was. Here is a brief excerpt. He said, candidates have discovered it's easier to be elected by not offending anyone rather than by impressing the voters. That's exactly what he's doing. Politicians are rushing for the center, careful not to stick their necks out on issues. That's exactly what he's doing. He goes on to say that one outstanding, inspiring example of integrity is our country's only independent congressman, Vermont's Bernie Sanders. Sanders' courage is evident in the first word that he uses to describe himself, socialist. In a country where communism is still the dirtiest of ideological dirty words, in a climate where even liberalism is considered to be radical, socialism is immediately and perhaps willfully confused with communism. But you have a politician who dares to call himself a socialist? He does indeed. So he continues on to say, even though he's lived through a time in which an admitted socialist could never act in a film, let alone hold a congressional seat, Sanders is not afraid to be candid about his political persuasions. Perhaps that's why Buttigieg is working so hard to hide his. You know, he came out last May, said we need to erase Thomas Jefferson's name. It's the right thing to do. You know, just like Joe Biden, he hates Thomas Jefferson. You know, Joe Biden hates the idea of natural rights, which is the basis for the Declaration of Independence, the basis for this country. And, of course, both of them hate the Constitution. And we're going to be talking to Richard Proctor when we come back about the Constitution. I've got more to say about Buttigieg, and we'll pick that up on Monday. Booty Marx is really what we need to call him, because he is a closet Marxist, has been, and is a total Marxist. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
Three weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and
and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, there's an article by Michael Meharry, who's with the 10th Amendment Center. I've interviewed Michael in the past. Need to get him on again in the future here. What exactly, he says, are the constitutional limits on federal power? How do we know? He says, if you want to understand the Constitution, don't ask a lawyer. He says, wait a minute. He says, you may protest. Lawyers know a lot about the Constitution. They learn constitutional law. They have classes on that, right? He said, no, I said that they typically don't know a lot about the Constitution. There's a big difference. He said constitutional law is made up of a bunch of lawyers' opinions about the Constitution and what it means. That's not how you understand the actual meaning of the Constitution. He says, I've been told that law students prepping for the bar exam are told that if the 10th Amendment is ever one of the answers on a multiple choice question, they can immediately rule it out, because the 10th Amendment is never the right answer. But Thomas Jefferson thought so. He called it the foundation of the Constitution. But when we look at the Constitution, and if you want to understand the Constitution, well, there's a way to understand it. You can actually read it. And if you want a great commentary on that, you can find it done by our guest, Richard Proctor. You can find the books for sale on bathroomeconomics.com. He's got Saving the Constitution. And that goes through it bit by bit with commentary and explanation and background and so forth. There's also a book for students. If you are teaching your children, and nobody's going to teach them the Constitution if you don't. It's not going to be taught if you're taking them to school. It's not going to be taught to them there. But if you want to teach it to your kids, or maybe even if you want to teach it to some homeschoolers, you can get a Constitution if you can keep it. That's written on their level. You actually might enjoy it as well. So you can find those two books at bathroomeconomics.com. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. You know, you just talked about the foundation of the Constitution, and do attorneys really study it? You know, what they really study when they're in their constitutional classes is the precedences by the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
That's what they study.
Now, yeah, because they think that they're rewriting the Supreme Court. I mean, that's why they keep saying the Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. It's like, well, you know, got to wait and see what the Supreme Court says to find out what the Constitution is.
That's right. That's what we do. And it's, we've been taught that ever since Marbury versus Madison in 1803. Now, yeah. I was in a class giving a presentation, and I said, right out, constitutional guys getting their law degree never read the Constitution. And a gentleman in the back of the room held his hand up and says, I'm an attorney, I'm a constitutional attorney, and I've read the Constitution. So I said, when did you read it? After I graduated?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like all of the classic novels. I just read the Cliff Notes to get through, and then and when I had the time after school, I wanted to read them. I read them on my own time.
Now let's go to the Constitution. Yeah. Let's see. You talked about the power of in Washington, D.C., and where is the power in Washington, D.C.? Let's just talk about that just a second. Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 5, says the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers. So the House chooses the Speaker of the House. In Section 3, Paragraph 5, it says the Senate shall choose their officers and also a President pro tem, and he functions in the absence of the Vice President. Okay, now there's the Senate choosing its President and the House choosing its President, or they call it a Speaker. Now let's go to Section 5, and let's look here at Paragraph 2. It says each House, meaning both the Senate and the House, can or may determine the rules of its proceedings. Now, those are very innocuous things. All three of those, they're going to choose the Speaker, and they're going to choose the President pro tem, and they're going to decide on what the rules are. Very innocuous. Why not? That's very good. That's very clear. Let's see what the result of those three paragraphs or those three phrases is. Here we have a case. A bill comes into the House proposed by one of the members of the House, or it's coming from the Senate to the House. First place it goes is to the Speaker of the House, and that person decides what's going to happen to it. When's it going to go to committee? When will it be voted on? And all those kinds of things. And if the Speaker doesn't like the bill, he can shove it in the drawer and it never sees the light of day. What about the President pro tem of the Senate? He gets a bill. Comes either from the House or it comes from the Senate members. He reads it, looks at it. If he doesn't like the bill, he shoves it in a drawer and it never sees the light of day.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and we've seen that over and over again. They had a fit when they said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
When we saw the impeachment stuff, they were upset because McConnell was exercising that type of power.
Yes. Now let's look at what the power of the president is in the same case. When he gets a bill, if he shoves it in a drawer, it becomes law in 10 days on the 11th day, not including Sundays. It becomes a law, so he can't shove it in the drawer. What about the congressional committee? What about the Republican and Democratic Party national committee members? They can prevent anything they don't like from coming to the floor. Likewise, the governors of the states must approve or veto a bill or it'll become a law. They cannot ignore it. It will become a law. But in every case, the people who must approve it, they do or don't, depending on what they want to do. But the committee chairman in all of those places I just mentioned can prevent anything from coming to the floor or coming to debate. So where's the power? Where is the real power in Washington, D.C.? Two people have that power. They choose what's going to go, what's going to happen, who's going to get what. And if they don't like it, it doesn't happen.
That's right. And it's very different from the Schoolhouse Rock version, which you just described. They were playing a little bit of Schoolhouse Rock in the background as you were talking. I'm a bill. No, the real way that this works is the people who are in control, you know, Pelosi and McConnell, they can hold that stuff up and it'll never happen.
They can put things forward to make them happen, or they can stop things and it'll never happen. They have the power in Washington, the complete power in Washington. Nothing occurs that they don't approve. Think about that for a minute. What does that really mean? We think of the Supreme Court. We think of the president. No. They can't. Well, the Supreme Court can avoid viewing something, but if they don't do it, it goes back to the lower court, and the lower court's decision stands. So they can't ignore it either. But the person in the Speaker of the House position and in the President pro tem position can stop anything they don't like and can push anything they want. Now there's the power in Washington, D.C. right there.
And the President pro tem power is not really being used, right? It's been turned over to Mitch McConnell, who is a Senate Majority Leader.
There you have it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, that's the thing that I find interesting. You know, we talk about how the federal government has usurped power in so many different areas, and we immediately think about the Supreme Court, how it has defined life and it's defined marriage and a whole slew of other things that are not quite as obvious to people that the Supreme Court doesn't have any authority to do. Those ought to be pretty obvious to everybody that they don't have any authority
to
do that.
But
it's also the unused power to check in government that is not being used, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. All right. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Mitch McConnell really does exercise his power. The vice president traditionally has not. I mean, even when we saw the impeachment situation, you know, they were saying, well, we'll let the Supreme Court justice decide and have the deciding vote, even if it's a tie. No, it was supposed to be the vice president. We never got to that point. But the vice president's not doing anything except going to funerals. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're talking to Richard Proctor.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, get the best deals, get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
I'm just
just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long journey to the Capitol City.
But you just heard the constitutional version from Richard Proctor. Again, he's got an excellent book on saving the Constitution and the Constitution, if you can keep it, one of those in detail for adults if you want to actually read the Constitution. But Richard Proctor was just talking to us about how both the Speaker of the House can block bills that are coming from the Senate. The Speaker of the House can just ignore it, you know, just stick it over there in the vertical file and forget about it. But that can happen in the Senate as well under the Constitution, not by the Senate Majority Leader, but by the Vice President, who is the Senate Pro Tem head, right? And it kind of makes sense if you stop and think about it, doesn't it, Richard? Because, you know, when you look at the President, the number two person in line of succession is, of course, the Vice President. The number three person is the Speaker of the House. And you say, well, you know, why would the Speaker of the House be number three? Wouldn't you think that it'd be the Leader of the Senate? No, because really the Leader of the Senate is the Vice President. Right.
Yep, that's exactly the way it goes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the young lady who's sitting in the Speaker of the House position right now, working as hard as she can to impeach the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if that's successful, then the Vice President will step in, and then she'll find reasons and work as hard as she can to impeach the Vice President of the United States. Then she becomes President. Talk about conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
Can I say this nicely on the broadcast? These are criminals in office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did
obviously, you can say that on this broadcast because we've already been kicked off of social media. They don't tell us the reasons, but we know the reasons. It's because we're frank with people.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at this and the fact that the Vice President has his power, and it really does strike me as odd because we talk so much, and it's usually you look at the federal government and you think about how they have usurped power, how they spread out into areas where they had no jurisdiction, and yet there is a lot of power to check that it's not being used. It's unused power.
Oh, yeah.
By the Vice President. Have we ever had a situation that you can think of where a Vice President has ever exercised that kind of power, or would he be immediately impeached if he tried to do that?
If we look at the past, let's go back in the 1800s and all that kind of stuff before all these political machines, well, they were going then too. But when you look at it, I don't remember a time when a Vice President really did anything except hold the hand of the President, unless he became President.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you go and you look at the way he's portrayed in the movies, and the way it's portrayed in history, the Vice President is an adjunct office just to be there in case the President dies or is removed or for what reason. Then he becomes President. And then
and you go back and you look at it. I mean, originally at the very beginning, it would just be the person who got the most votes would be the President. The next one would be the Vice President. And, you know, then they said, well, you know, we don't like that because you know, they could be different parties and, you know, maybe the VP gets trigger happy or whatever. So they started running them as teams. You know, did they bother to change the law or they just start doing that?
No, they just started doing it. They didn't bother to change the Constitution, amendment or anything. But there were no parties envisioned by the men that wrote that document. There were no parties.
Mm-hmm.
There were statesmen.
Mm-hmm.
There were representatives of the people. The people were in charge, not parties. So they shoved the Electoral College purposes out the window, and who took them over? The parties. The parties serve as the Electoral College now, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. They decide who's going to be president. Those guys do. It's all done by parties in the background. The president, how does he select? He just looks around on the United States and says, I want that guy to be my vice president because he has a lot of votes he can carry. What?
And that happened pretty early because I think it was like, 1820s, I think?
Oh, yeah,
when
that was happening
had, Tyler 18, and,
early 1800s, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, you had Tippecanoe and Tyler, too.
All those
you know, that was the thing. And so you had the guy who had won the Battle of Tippecanoe against Tecumseh, the Indian, okay? And so John Tyler became president right away because it was, I'm drawing a blank right now on the president's name, but he went to the inauguration. And he caught the coronavirus, and he died within a month. And so John Tyler became president, And but you know, they're running already as a team, and that was, you know, that, like you said, 1830s, 1830s. Yeah,
that started in 1800.
Yeah,
in Jefferson's Jefferson's time, when he was elected, the party system began to control the elections in 1800.
So only the third presidency.
Right. Yeah. We have only had two presidents elected properly. In 1796 was the last properly elected president.
And, you know, we've talked about the Electoral College, you and I, many times on this in detail, but did they ever conduct an election along the lines of how the Electoral College is set up, or did they just ignore it from the very first one?
President Washington and twice, and Adams once. They really did do their function. And that's it.
And, of course, now that is we had the Virginia Democrats join in with a National Popular Vote Coalition to say that they want to get rid of the Electoral College, you know, because it's racist and all, you know.
Yes, completely. We got to get that out completely, because we got to have a National Popular Vote, because we're a democracy. But we don't ever stand up and say we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it stands. We never say that, do we?
That's right.
We say republic, but nobody knows what they're saying because they've not been taught. Not because they don't want to know, but because they've not been taught. And they think all the books that are written about the Constitution and economics and things are too tough to read. That's why I wrote books, because I don't know. I can't write with words over two syllables. So,
Well, you know, draw the distinction. We all know what a democracy is, right? That means that you vote on every single thing, right?
That's right. And that's
the majority. You've got 51% of the vote, or you got 50% plus one vote. That's what everybody does, and you would vote on every single thing. But define for people what a republic is.
Yeah, well, that happened in back in Greece, and it didn't work well even for them. Mm-hmm. You know, so you've got a situation here. The minority group, minority means 49 out of 100. The minority group is always put down. And the purpose of the Electoral College is to get the minority people able to say something. That's the purpose of it. So let's get rid of it so we can get control of this thing again. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got this Constitution turned on upside down and topsy-turvy. I mean, the senators elected by the people is an absolute horror. It's a horror because the senators are supposed to represent the states, the other party of the Constitutional Convention. Oh, my, it's just terrible. It's a horror. We don't...
And then you have the Democrat Party, which says, oh, you know, about minority everything, right? They keep subdividing everybody against each other until they've now divided themselves against themselves. You know, it's, I think the best example, I talked about this earlier in the program, is LGBT. You've now got the L's, the feminists, if you will, lesbians, but also feminists, now fighting the T's, the transgenders, you know, over sporting issues and stuff. You know, they're now fighting each other, but they, you know, the reality is that with a full-on democracy, you got a tyranny of the majority, and there is no respect for individual rights.
Yes. Now, let's look at what we're really doing today. We are dividing and subdividing to our destruction.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. Diversity to our destruction is the key, because we are not united at all in this country. I mean, the preamble talks about a perfect union. That means everybody together doing the same thing, united. Look at the 1828 dictionary. It defines union as everybody working together. Now, there's lots of definitions, but it comes to that. Everybody working together. Well, that's not what's going on today. We're nobody working together almost. But you and I are working together, so there's a group.
Well, you know, in order for you to do that, you have to have some higher, more abstract principle to work for. It worked in the early days of the Republic because people were focused on liberty, on individual liberty, you know, and that's why, you know, you're not going to have any individual liberty the more you head down this, you know, identity politics and full on democracy. It completely destroys the Bill of Rights and individual liberty. You concentrate all this power into the center, and then you get these people involved in every detail. You divide everybody in a million different factions fighting each other. I mean, it is a prescription for totalitarian government. We've seen it in other countries, and we're now experiencing it as it's being developed and rolled out here in this country. We've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Richard Proctor again. His website, where you can find his books on economics and the Constitution, is bathroomeconomics.com. We'll be right back.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch.
I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement, whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor, and I think this is a very interesting conversation because, you know, the way that we keep government from growing and metastasizing like it does, like a cancer in our society, is with vetoes, with nullification and that type of thing. And Richard brought up something that I was not aware of, and that is that the vice president, as president pro tem of the Senate, has the authority to essentially stop any bills from moving forward. It has to go through him, technically, but of course, This is power that has not been used, and I can only imagine what would happen if Pence or anybody else went in and tried to use that. I mean, you would, by the nightly news cycle, he'd already be impeached that same day. We're going to get back to Richard and talk about this a little bit more and how this whole process of holding bills back or extracting stuff is really operating in the Senate as well as in the House. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do at InfoWars. And right now is a good time to prep. If you've not ever really thought about prepping, all of the talk about the coronavirus, and I didn't get to that today, we had an interesting picture of somebody who's been quarantined in San Diego. One individual, they got two people being quarantined in San Diego, and they had a full-on hazmat group. I mean, everybody in hazmat material. Now, to me, you know, I've talked about this, and you heard my take on this yesterday. It's like, yeah, it certainly looks like this is coincidental, but it's coming out of an area that's right next to a bioweapons lab, and we're getting a lot of contradictory information coming out of China as to how they're reacting to this, trying to tamp it down, but then at the same time changing the definition to make it more expansive. There's that video right there. Look at that. Look at all the people there. I mean, they're carrying stuff in containers. Everybody is in full-on hazmat suit. You got a person coming down there with some kind of a vacuum cleaner device or something. They're taking it pretty seriously. That is one of the most alarming videos that I've seen. I was going to talk about that today in detail. But whatever. You need to be able – this ought to wake you up to the reality and the importance of prepping. Make sure you've got gravity feed water filters. Make sure you got storable food. We have all of those available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have immune gargle spray, which has nano silver in it. The only thing that's been proven in lab tests to kill things like the MERS, SARS, viruses, as well as most bacteria. Nano silver, you can find that in the immune gargle spray. And we have the 3.4 and the 1 ounce bottles now 40% off. Many other products to make you healthy and to strengthen your immune system, as well as nano silver products to help kill virus and bacteria. So prep and prepare, and prepping is also getting yourself healthy. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, products to help you and your family be healthy to prepare, and it also keeps us on the air. All right, Richard, let's talk a little bit more about this because, you know, when we look at this, you mentioned how the president pro tem of the Senate, which is really the vice president, you know, he doesn't have a role unless they have a tie, but he does have another role that is not talked about, and that is that he can stop these bills from going through. And I think it really kind of illustrates, you know, when we think about how people would be outraged if Vice President Pence did this. I mean, I can imagine even Mitch McConnell calling for his impeachment, let alone if it was Chuck Schumer who had control of the Senate. Because we've got these politicians that really kowtow to groupthink. They kowtow to tradition or to court rulings, but they don't pay any attention to the Constitution. Can you imagine if Vice President Pence went in with a pocket Constitution in his hand and said, look at what I just read. Look at what I can do, and I'm going to start doing it. They wouldn't allow that, would they? Do we have Richard? Did we lose Richard? Okay, I think did we lose Richard, guys? I think we did lose Richard. For a second. Yeah, it's essentially called a pocket veto when that's done by presidents or governors. And typically what they do is they just delay a bill until it is too late for them to, and they have a time limit in many cases and they can't act on it. But, you know, the vice president, if he said all the bills have to pass through me before they get to be voted on, which is what the Constitution says. Richard just read you that part of the Constitution. And if the vice president were to say that, that would be another place where we could have a check on government power, just like if we use the 10th Amendment, the states should be able to nullify when the government oversteps its authority. And we've already seen that happen. It's not a theory. It's already been done with medical marijuana by 2/3 of the states. And Jeff Sessions is powerless to do anything about it. He doesn't want you to understand the power of the 10th Amendment. So as much as he hated the legalization of medical marijuana, he never did anything about it. Another example of the power that's being wielded by Mitch McConnell and the people who are running the Senate and the Congress is the Johnson Amendment that I talked about last week. You know, the Johnson Amendment is not an amendment to the Constitution. The Johnson Amendment is a rule that Lyndon Johnson put in. It's not an amendment, it's a rule. Lyndon Johnson got this put in because he was criticized by some churches when he ran. He was senator before he became vice president with JFK. And because he was criticized by some of these places, he wanted to make it illegal for any churches to talk about politics from the pulpit. Now, of course, that's not enforced, hasn't been enforced for the longest amount of time. For liberal churches, for black churches, they will typically go there. You've seen the campaign events that they have where they will have the candidates speak at the black churches if they're liberal. But they don't want that in conservative churches. And so you had a lot of churches come out and say, we're going to challenge that. First you had, I think the first time it was done, it was three different churches. They openly talked about candidates. They said, things about marriage, typically about abortion, and said, here's where these candidates stand. You should vote for this candidate. They made a direct endorsement. They made a recording of that, and they sent it to the IRS and said, here, do something about it. We're exercising our First Amendment freedom. And the IRS didn't do anything about it. And so the group that was putting that together, they called it Pulpit Freedom Sunday. And they, the next time they did that, it wasn't three. It was about nine or 10 that did it, and then it exploded. And the IRS has still never done anything about it. And President Trump, as he was, and I talked about this when he was speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about religious freedom and the things that he had done. And he has repeatedly said that he got rid of the Johnson Amendment. Well, actually, he hasn't. He has worked with, he says, I want to get rid of it, and he does want to get rid of it, and he's had conservative congressmen and senators who put it in bills, but it always gets stripped out by Mitch McConnell when it goes to the Senate. And that's exactly the type of power that we were talking about that needs to be exercised by Vice President Pence. It's in the Constitution. He can actually do that. Mitch McConnell, on the other hand, is stripping that out. And what they have, it's a good example of how looks like we can't, we've lost Richard and we can't get him back on. So I'll just finish up. We've got about 2 minutes here. But when we look at this and how they appoint people to committees, but the way that they get their power, right, is the same way that Washington has subtly taken its power. States don't want to assert their 10th Amendment rights to nullify issues because for the most part, they're bribed by the federal government. The federal government can print as much money as it wants, and it can hand out all these pieces of paper to people by the plane loads. Usually it's U.S. currency, not foreign currency, like the Obama administration did with the Iranian hostage situation, paying ransom to the Iranians with a plane loads full of foreign currency because it was a crime to give them American currency, so they did it in foreign currency. Anyway, but the federal government bribes the states to do what they want. Will hand you a lot of money. And that's essentially what they do to set up the system that they want inside the Senate. You have the Senate Majority Leader because they've now completely politicized everything in Washington. You know, from the elections, as I've talked about many times, making sure that nobody gets on the ballot unless they are Republican and a Democrat. And then they have taken over the Electoral College. They've turned that into a partisan thing, which it was not designed to be. And then within the Senate and the House, they've turned that into a partisan thing. And so you're not going to get on a committee unless you do what Mitch McConnell wants or Chuck Schumer, if he's the one in charge. They're going to appoint the people to committees, and they're going to make sure that if you toe the line, your state is going to get money. It's going to get pork barrel projects. Otherwise, you don't get anything. So they use the power of bribery. It's not even the power of the purse because it's not legitimate. But they use the power of bribery to install this system that doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution. I think it's fascinating what Richard said, and it's a shame that we didn't get him for this last segment, but we will get him on again to talk about this and to talk about other ways that we can pull back the usurpation of power in Washington that are not being used. The 10th Amendment, using the vice president as the Constitution says the vice president can be used. And that's it for the program today. Oh, one more thing. Judicial tyranny must be destroyed. Have a good weekend.